Hello, and welcome to Millennial 2017, number 52. And this is a surprise episode with a surprise guest, Commander Nightmares, who featured on my channel before. Yeah, a long time ago. And welcome to back to the channel, Commander Nightmares.
Happy New Year, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's like a flashback to 2015. You've still got that light in the background.
I put it just for you, darling. Just for you.
Ah, right, just to keep things consistent. I appreciate that.
Exactly. Indeed. Yeah, so, wow, what a couple of crazy years it's been. 2 years, and like Trump got in, Brexit happened, but didn't happen, but kind of did happen, but didn't. Sort of ish. No one's really sure. No, you know, this whole democracy thing of we apparently live in. I mean, you know, I thought like, you know, I'd vote for something and then maybe get it, but I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's very complicated and they're spinning it out all the rest of it. Yeah.
It's so complicated. Bad. I mean, it's not like a one pie EU state. That would just be like really simple, but no. I mean, that's a paranoid conspiracy theory. Really, we live in a democracy.
Well, yes. Go on.
No, that's my phone. It's fine. I'm fine.
So, what do you think about President Trump?
He wasn't lying when he said he supports Israel 1,000%. I mean, he wasn't lying when he said that. But then it's like, the UN hasn't taken kindly to that. The UN has decided they don't like that. So it's not very not very united, to be honest. It's sort of like, you know, the sort of kind of not very united nations, plural, you know, is Palestine a nation? Well, according to some, no. Chaos, absolute chaos. It's great, but like the year, it's been crazy. We're more close to home. What a crazy couple of years it's been for both of us. I mean, you've been more of an e-celeb than me, obviously, but I mean, like craziness, endless craziness.
Yeah, it just keeps piling up on itself.
Yeah, I mean, when was my life normal? Like, you know, but still, even by my standards, like, what the hell?
Yeah, you kind of wonder how much of it you can take. It just, you think it's got as strange as it's going to get, and then it just keeps going, you know? So I mean, I'm going to ask you about, what do you think of Jeremy Corbyn?
What, Comrade Corbyn?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, he seems like the kind of guy who'd send me to die, like, I don't know, some sort of Russian peasant. That's what springs to mind. I don't quite get what the whole like Islamic communist is it as Islamism or is it Communism? I mean, I don't know. It seems to be some Islamic they seem to be allies. That's what I can tell. It's like,
but he doesn't seem to be too much of a friend of Israel, though, does he?
Yeah. So whose side are we on again? Like what? Like, what is our alignment? You know, am I pro or against Israel? Are we for it? Is the British government for it or against it? Or is it sort of for it? Or is it like depends which bit of London you're in? I mean,
where do you stand on that question?
The enemy of my enemy is not my friend. That's where I stand on that. The enemy of my enemy is not my friend. Like, it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. So you don't like either side?
Yeah. My main priority is to have, you know, a family that survives the shitstorm that is the 21st century. Got a big disadvantage. I'm white, right? So it's like, ooh, probability of survival going down. But like, but yeah, you know, we got some advantages. Numbers isn't one of them, but like we have some other advantages, I guess. But yeah, like why should I care more about Palestinians than white Europeans, or why should I care more about Jews than white European? I mean, I can get caring about them and accepting that they have rights and they're human beings and all that sort of stuff. But like, we're pressured to believe in the Muslims and the Jews, like, more than your own race, more than your own people. You're supposed to care more about them. It's pretty crazy.
Well, you're supposed to believe that they exist, and you're not supposed to believe that we exist.
Yeah. I do find it quite ironic when you've got, like, the Palestinian people who are like, oh my God, the Jews are displacing us ethnically in our ancient homelands. And it's like, well, where are you? London! It's like, I mean, it's a complete lack of self-awareness. It's like, have you not, like, what country are you in? Oh, England? What does the word England mean? Oh, it means land of the English.
Well, did you see that fucking video that Lauren Southern did in front of some mosque in London? And they were saying, there was this guy, she said to some guy, she was interviewing all these Muslims, and she said to some guy, are you British? And he goes, yes, I have a British passport.
No, wait, don't worry. Your concerns, you don't need to worry about that, because soon they're going to replace the brown passport with EU on it, with, like, 2019, with a non-EU passport, right? So
do you know what,
all of the Muslims can have a British passport instead, right? To see how that solves the problem.
Yeah, I know. I saw this thing on Twitter today. There are lefties are apparently really pissed off that they're going to have a British passport again. Well, most of them for the first time ever. And there's some guy who was moaning about this, and he said that he'd found a company that sell a sort of jacket for the passport to make it look like an EU passport, and he was really relieved.
Well, with fucking patriots like that, well, there's no way we could lose.
The self-hate is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing. It would require like, you know, traumatizing teenagers with, like, 18 plus material when they're in school, of, like, pictures of dead bodies and stuff. It would require, like, constant 24/7 pro-multicultural propaganda that never says anything positive about white people in any shape or form, right? Regardless of their accomplishments or the fact that, you know, we pushed the human race to 7 billion through the Industrial Revolution in the Victorian age. Like, never mind that. No, that didn't help anyone. That didn't matter, right? And it would also require, like, geez, I don't know, like, never, ever, ever showing a picture of, like, a white guy with blonde hair and blue eyes and a white woman with blonde hair and blue eyes, like, having a normal, happy family on the BBC ever. Like, that shit's got to be banned. And if you do that for, like, 20 years, then some of the more sensitive ones, you know, less psychopathic, less sociopathic, some of the more sensitive personalities are going to absorb that, internalize it, and then just, like, relent. Yeah, something like that. We'd need something like that. Whereas,
yeah. So, are there any other topical political issues that we could discuss?
Well, I just wanted to say, to be honest, was I wanted to say that you've done really well, and it's great to see that your channel's still going, and it's great to see that you've managed to, like, despite all the hardships and all the chaos, that you've managed to have your say. And, you know, be invited around to all these talks and all sorts. It's good to see it happen, man. It's good to see it happen.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't do that job. I'm not you. I'm not the same personality. I'm like Marmite. People either love me or hate me, you know, but everyone seems to love you, so it's all right.
Well, not quite everyone, but yeah, I know what you're saying. yeah, thank you. So I don't know what else to ask you. I mean, you were a character on the channel in its second year, all those hangouts that we used to do. And it was with the general election, wasn't it? May 2015. And that was when suddenly I became aware that I had these, you know, fans, and we were talking on that string of hangouts over the election, and you showed up then. And I don't think I'd known of you before then. In fact, I think you'd only just discovered the channel at that point.
Well, back then you only had like 50 page views on some of your videos, mate. And I was just interested in the quality of the content that you were saying, even if it was like on a rubbish web camera. Like,
That was a Panasonic FZ200. It wasn't fucking rubbish.
Oh, well, all right, mate, all right. I don't know what hardware you were using. But yeah, I remember you, it must have been, I think you said it was a rubbish computer that you were using that took like all night to render the videos or something. But anyhow.
Yes, oh God, yeah. I can't remember when I got the... Yeah, I think I'd only just got the new computer at that point. So the first year, it was fucking a nightmare making all those videos because the computer kept crashing. It was a terrible thing. It was an antique. And then I appealed for donations and was able to buy the new one, which is now in Scotland.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Onwards and upwards, man. Onwards and upwards. What are my predictions for politics? Well, I predict... No, I know this is going to be really crazy and out there, right? But I predict there will be more Muslim attacks. I know, that's just mental. I mean,
well, that's not so much politics as culture, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so, man. Yeah,
it's the enrichment.
It's the enriching experience. Oh yes, oh yes. So so profitable. I mean, who wants to mine asteroids when you could, you know? For the cost of maybe $300 billion. Yeah, I had to slip it in. I was waiting. It's like, who wants to mine asteroids? We can have a mosque. You know, they're building a mosque in Cambridge, by the way, a really big one. 15 million.
Oh, fuck, not Cambridge.
Oh yes, in Cambridge, it's gonna be enough for 1,000 Muslims. It's like this massive construction for this tiny little town. It's like we're conquering academia. Yes, in the same town where Newton discovered the laws of physics and gravity, we're gonna say the world's kind of flat, and you're gonna like it. I believe it's what? Stretched out like a rug, I think is what the Quran says. Like the earth is stretched out like a rug. Not exactly round. No. Like a one might say flat.
So that's the future of Cambridge. 1,000 Muslims. Oh,
yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to need a lot of bacon.
Oh, got to be careful with that.
I'm joking, of course.
I mean, you know, I'm going to get... Well, I mean, if you make those kind of jokes, I'm going to take it seriously, buy some bacon, and make an illegal sandwich, which I would then eat.
The blasphemy sandwich.
The blasphemy sandwiches, that's right. I have them every birthday. I have them every birthday now. It's a tradition.
Why don't you explain, what was the thing about asteroid mining? Can you recall how that came up?
It wasn't with
the Sargon hangout, was it? It was before that.
Very quick thing. Basically, I like my sci-fi. I love EVE Online. I like lots of various things. And I was curious, like, okay, what is the actual cost of mining an asteroid in the real world? Now, obviously, I'm not a rocket scientist, you know. I'm many things, but I'm not a rocket scientist. But I was looking what the actual rocket scientist from NASA was saying. And this quote came up, which really surprised me, which was that it was $300 billion. That's how much it would cost to mine an asteroid. $300 billion. And the profit margin would be $400 billion to $2 trillion with a T. Right? To put that in context, because I like my numbers, people used to joke about me saying like about military documents. Well, it's like those documents are online. They're available. They're free. You just got to look them up and look at them yourself instead of trying to second guess, right? The government releases loads of really cool stuff if you're willing to look, just Google it and find it yourself, right? And it isn't just the military. It's also government documents, right? And included that is, you know, little tiny details like welfare in London is $36 billion, right? Or like the cost of the refugee crisis in Germany is like $30 billion, right? In like 1 year.
That must be over a set of numbers, a set of years. That's
No, that's just 1 year. 1 year. You know, so it's like, well, instead of having 50 million Muslims in Europe, we could have had asteroid mining. And the numbers are actually like It sounds ridiculous. Like, lots of the things I say sound ridiculous, but then when you look at them, it's like, oh, no, that's actually true. So, yes, so enjoy it. So instead of a spaceship, I've got a fucking mosque to look forward to. I must say, I'd much rather a spaceship, to be honest. I don't know about you. Do you want a spaceship?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm into science fiction as well. And obviously, I do find all this stuff exciting about, you know, the possibilities in the future and the excitement and all that. So, of course. And
the thing is, though, would you just end up with a spaceship that's like the equivalent of a Ford Prius or something? Like, would you just end up with like the second-hand spaceship?
Well, you know, if it worked, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what if your fucking spaceship repair guy, you know, fucks you over and it's like the goddamn airlock just doesn't shut. You have to really like jam it in, you know. Would you still want the spaceship then?
Well, yeah, if it had a CD player.
Mm.
But then
it's a bit retro. CD, bloody hell. That's pretty retro. Yeah, you know, I like it. I can still remember when it was a novelty.
But yeah, this is a serious thing, though. I mean,
yeah, it is.
Sometimes it's sort of, you get this image of how good things could be, like now, the West today, and instead we're dealing with all this shit. And the more migrants who come over, the more Muslims especially who come over, the more our options are closed off, and we can't do what we could have done.
Yep. Which is where they want it. I mean, do you really think the Saudi Arabians wanted Europe to be successful and happy and flying around in spaceships whilst they, you know, argue over camel prices? Like, I mean, really? Like,
yeah.
Of course they want to see Europe be economically ruined. It's in their interests to do so.
So, okay. Now, I don't know what to ask you. I don't know what to say to you now.
I was just doing all the memes I'm known for. I got some new stuff if you want.
No, no, I don't want to commodify you like that. I thought it would be nice to have you make an appearance on the channel. That's why I asked you.
Yeah, man. It's good. It's good to be on. It's good to be on, and it's good to see, you know what? There are some really good white pills if you want. Do you want some white pills? Because everyone's got like black pills and red pills. But what about the white pills? Right, white pills. All right. Do you want the communications one, the upcoming generation one, the technology one, or do you want the political one? Which one?
I think we should go for all five. Let's go for the communications one first.
Communications one. Okay, communications white pill. Really important concept. Everyone's being like, oh, Islam's invading the West. Oh, how will we ever cope? Right? But like, the fact of the matter is that Islam was designed back when, you know, the fastest human was on a horse. And that was it. So communication would be literally as fast as a horse. You know, there was a few things where you'd set a light and do like torches and rows, but other than that, like, yeah. It is not designed for the modern age. In fact, I think the word modern is like 100 years old now. Like, we're beyond modern. We're like postmodern is old people, right? We have the fucking internet. We're in a Google Hangout. Like, yeah. So Islam, you know, and I believe in Richard Dawkins' thing about mimetic religions and how religions are designed by people to succeed, blah, 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 right? Well, Islam can't cope with a high-speed communications system. Like, when, for example, the Cologne rapes happened in Germany, that was suppressed for, what, 6 days? And then pretty much everyone in the West was somehow told from the news or heard about it from a friend, right? So every little tiny nasty thing that the foreigners are doing to us, to white people in Europe and in America, it immediately flares up and it immediately hits the public consciousness. And people don't forget that shit. Like, they'll remember 10 years from now, women will be like, oh, Cologne. Ooh. Like, they'll still remember it. They may not be stressed about it, but they'll remember it, right? And, you know, Islam has never had to take over a country like that before. It's, you know, it's designed for a time period when Muslims would take a city, and no one would know that anyone had taken the city until they went to the next city, because messages only traveled as fast as the fastest horse, right? Well, now, like, you know, a little bit fucking faster than a horse, right? So that's why, Paul. It's another thing is seeing through religions. Like a long time ago, all these religions, Christianity in Latin, the Talmud in Hebrew, the Quran in Arabic, and I refuse to call it Urdu. It's like, no, it's Arabic, right? That's the English word for Urdu, Arabic. Anyhow, the religious texts were not translatable, right? Because almost no one could fucking read, right? And those who did probably couldn't read multiple languages. So these religious books had like this air of mystery. Ooh, who knows what they're really saying? It's all so sacred, word of God or Allah or Yahweh or fucking whatever, right? Now it's like, okay, what does it say? Oh, Google Translate. What does it say? Oh, click, 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 click. Oh, there we go. There's what it says, where each sentence will be translated like 7 times, just so that you get an accurate understanding of each sentence in the Quran, right? Anyone can do that. Right? Everyone can do that. So this defense that the Bible with Latin, Hebrew, Talmud, Quran with Arabic, this defense of oh, you don't really know what it says, that's just not fucking relevant in the age of the internet and like AI Google translators. It's irrelevant. It's a bit like when they get pissed off about burning Qurans, and then I think Thunderfoot, he like made a program that would write and burn a Quran like 10,000 times in a split second, right? Because it was deleting digital copies of the Quran, and he's like, well, I've made the law about not burning Qurans irrelevant. Yeah, it's the same thing. Same thing with the translation, yeah. Right? That translation means that if anyone's curious, it's like, look it up yourself. Don't take my word for it. Look it up yourself. Tell your friends to look up the translations, right? Find out what they really say. What does the Talmud say? Does it really say some of the things that it's claimed that it says, you know, about children and shit? Like, it doesn't really say that. Does it really say it, the Quran? Does the Quran really say it's okay to rape non-Muslim women? Well, arguably, yeah, it does. Go read it. That is a big disadvantage for those religions. It affects Christianity the least, I'd say, because they translated into English a while ago, right? But you know, yeah. So don't be ridiculous. If some Muslim says, "Oh, no, you haven't read it in its proper language," it's like, what? You think you're better than Google Translate? Probably a little bit, but like, so fucking what if you are? Oh, it doesn't rhyme. That's about it. Like in the original Quran, some of this stuff rhymed, and so it's a bit more catchy, like a Britney Spears theme song. It's the content doesn't need to rhyme for me to fucking understand that it says it's okay for you to kill me. it's like kill him. He must be deaded. Like, you know, you can translate it 10 fucking times. It's, yeah, killing, right? Murder. Like, yeah, yeah, okay, that's what that means then, isn't it? Oh, it doesn't rhyme. Oh, you don't really understand it. Like, I don't need to. So that's another white pill. So that defense they've got is gone. The speed is gone. What else?
There's another white pill you said about, oh, the upcoming generation.
Upcoming generation of kids, right? They, upcoming white people, white children, I'm reading all sorts of reports that they are like, I think some one person joked and called them Generation Cyclone. Generation Z, like they are having zero tolerance for this shit. Oh, really? Oh, there's 15 genders. The Muslims are not invading. Everything is fine. And the banks are run by professionals that would never screw us. Yes, tell me more, Mister. Tell me more, tutor. You know,
they've discovered 4chan.
Yeah, a lot of them discovered 4chan, but you don't need 4chan. Like, some of these kids were born after 9/11, right? It is now 2017, about to be 2018. They are teenagers now. They are teenagers that can have children. And they their whole lives, right? I remember life before 9/11, right? Their whole life is post 9/11, right? They are not buying the multicultural shit. They're not buying it. Like, they're not buying it. Even better, they're pretending to buy it. They'll pretend to buy it in front of their teacher to get a good grade, you know, at RE, religious education or whatever. I mean, it's, oh man, it's amazing. I'd love to be a little spy on the wall in some of the religious education lessons in the UK. What are they saying? How are they trying to sell Islam's a religion of peace when every fucking day there's another terrorist attack? Like, what mental gymnastics does the tutor go through to do it? Do they get depressed in the morning looking at themselves in the mirror being like, oh God, I'm a teacher in Manchester and I've got to teach about Islam this week. Oh, fuck! Like, what a job! You couldn't pay me! You couldn't pay me a shitty teacher's wage to do that job! Like, fucking wow, mate! Like, what is it like? What do you do?
I think it must be like being in a prison. It must be awful.
I'd just be like, and Islam's about five pillars. Going to Mecca's one of them. Let's talk about Mecca, children. Like, just avoid the Manchester bomber. You know, and there's like, you know, this girl in the corner who's like lost her sister or something is just staring at you. Just.
It must be pretty grim. Anyway.
Oh, I'm a vicious guy. I should probably stop. Oh, dear.
It does go into that. Yep. So what was the other thing about, there were five white pills and I can't remember what the last one was.
Oh. I've forgotten as well. Economic things. Economically, we've got robots to look forward to. So it's like the next industrial revolution. Like, woo! So even despite all the crap, the West is still progressing technologically, which is amazing,
really. Oh, was it
really.
Cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrencies? I'm not reading the chat, by the way. Cryptocurrencies. They're interesting. I mean, you know, I'd probably buy a Bitcoin. And keep it, you know. Just sit on it for like 10 years, see what happens.
Right. So yeah. You think that things are there's reason for optimism.
There's reason for optimism, but it's the kind of optimism where it's like, you know, it's the kind of optimism where it's like a marathon race and you're still in it. Like, until there are no white people left on the planet, if you were to play the game from the perspective of the white race as like a race, you know, they're not dead. You know, I mean, I think fertile, marriageable women, white women are like 2% of the human population, right? So it's not many of them. Very rare. If you've got a white girlfriend, keep her, right? But, you know, put a ring on it, all that jazz. But like, we're not out of the race. It's hard though. There's good. There's things to be happy about. But this is not a time to really relax. This is not a time to let your guard down so much. We will need to struggle to survive the coming century and all of its chaos. And who knows what's over the what? You know, who knows what's over the hill. So, like, but yeah, there's lots of reasons to think that we can survive it. It's like people tell me I'm a white supremacist. It's like, no, I'm a white survivalist, right? Supremacy is not an option at this stage in the game. Like, whites are not going to take over China or the world, right? I'm a white survivalist. I plan on keeping the white race going for as long as possible. Nothing to do with supremacy at all. And it's winnable. It's winnable.
Excellent. Well, I think that's been a typically colourful intervention from Commander Nightmares, and I hope that everyone enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me on, man. We should do more of these. But yeah, have fun for the rest of the evening, man. I'll be watching. I'll maybe pop into the chat and stuff. See you later, man.
Thank you very much. Do you want to wish everyone Merry Christmas?
Merry Yule, isn't it? Isn't that the pagan thing? Yule? Oh, whatever, man. Yes. Have a good time. Have a good party. Have a happy new year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Nightmares. And that's it for that one. The next one's up right away, and that's with Immortal Ideas. So I'll see you very soon. Whew. Okay, bye-bye.